Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind, out of your mind, out of your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible sees a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hey everybody, it's a Crabby Hump Day, hurtling at ya on this beautiful Wednesday, the fourth day of March in the year of our Lord 2015. Thank you for joining us here. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. It's a little after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little after 5 out east if you're listening to us live. If it ain't between those times, then you're probably sucking us in your ear holes via a rerun. And hey, thanks, or a podcast. We're available all kinds of ways. Thanks for listening to us. My name is Patrick Vile.
Hear ye, hear ye. My name is Ryan Pfeiffer.
Right. Ryan Pfeiffer, through the magic of the internet machine and evolution and science and the Bible.
And Jesus.
That's right.
Give it up for God, guys.
Jesus invented Al Gore, who then invented the internet.
Right. Actually, give it up for atheists for animals, giving us a shout out on Twitter, yes. Replying to a tweet about we put up there about Kid Rock and how he's a big old cock.
Atheists for animals.
Atheist for animals.
Oh, a single one.
Single.
I see. So yeah. not a cause,
no.
But a single entity with a cause.
Yes.
There you go. It's a beautiful day here in SoCal. The birds are tweeting you, which, you know, to us sounds like it's pretty. Listen to all the birds chirping. It's probably like a horrific gang war in Birdland. You know, they're probably pecking the fuck out of each other and screaming. And to us, it sounds like a Disney movie.
No, for sure. They're planning your demise, actually. They're like, okay, the next time this guy leaves at his apartment, it's going to be now. You know, like, apocalypse via bird? Possible? Not possible.
Why not? There's
that movie.
Who knows what plague the Lord might send upon us.
Oh, that's right. That's true. Oh,
did locusts.
Let me get a rock and throw it at some women.
Did locusts and shit, right?
Oh, that's so ridiculous, too. Who would have thunk locusts, huh?
Again, it's just... I mean, I don't want to crap on anybody's God, but, man, why... what kind of a petulant dickwad would send Moses to the Pharaoh and say, let my people go, and the Moses and the Pharaoh's like, fuck off.
Right.
And then Moses says, well, my God's going to open up a can of whoop-ass on you. And then, you know, some frogs start flying from the sky and shit. And by the time three or four horrific things are happening, you know, the Pharaoh, I guess they thought, would relent. But then it ended up, this God killed the firstborn of everybody.
He's a real card, that Yahweh.
Yeah, to try to convince Pharaoh to let the Jewish people go. And then Pharaoh's like, all right, get the fuck out of here.
Right.
But why didn't God, Yahweh, just knock off a Pharaoh or two?
Explain to me how that worked out for anyone.
Smite that Pharaoh. And then the next Pharaoh say, hey, guess what? My God's going to smite the fuck out of you if you don't let the Jews go.
Yes. Well, why?
And then if he's like, well, I'm not sure, smite the fuck out of him. I guarantee you, you're not going to go through many pharaohs.
Yes, it matters not. And why have this situation in the first place, all-powerful Well, Grand Poobah.
I mean, it's like Minecraft. You got to have shit to do.
No. It's no, like, you don't.
It's like a big video game.
He should have spent the majority of his time creating nice, comfortable places for everyone to drink. And watch fucking television.
And on the eighth day, the Lord created Hooters.
Right. And on the fourth day, there wasn't anything left to do because all the bars and booze has been created. So, fuck it.
Give us a tweet on the Twitter machine during the show, if you like. We'll keep our eyes peeled upon our Twitter stream.
Yes.
Gross.
I'm following it now.
You're following it now?
Yeah. I'm looking at the Twitter screen. Stream, whatever.
And a shout-out to Daily Show John, who favorited our tweet about the this show that you're listening to now.
Yeah. That was nice of him.
The promo. I guess we can check out and see what the... It's a busy fucking news day. Holy shit, there's so much going on. Let's see. Sarah?
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
Sarah Palin takes us into the news where we like to check out the headlines all over on the County Pinko Liberal... Huffington the Post. And then see what's going on over on Drudge. See what the dummies are all scared about.
Iran.
Of course, on the Huffington Post, the headline says, "Drama. OCARE up in the air."
I saw that.
Today is the day that the Supreme Court of the United States of America heard the oral arguments of the case that King versus Burwell, which is one of the most anticipated and hugest cases yet since Obama's been the president and since... probably since John Roberts has been the chief poobah.
It's like, it's huge.
It's fucking huge. This could gut Obamacare and essentially leave millions and millions and millions of people without health care.
How would you describe the U.S. government? I would say, well, it's a huge entity that spends its time trying to take away my health care. They're great.
Right.
What a bunch of assholes.
Well, parts of them are spending a lot of time trying to take away the health care.
Yeah. Eat a dick, guys. Seriously.
People who were watching and listening said that they're not sure how it went. Sometimes you can kind of tell by the questioning from the justices. I mean, you're going to get your normal ninnies. You're going to get Clarence Thomas, who sits there like a lump.
Right.
Hasn't asked a question since I Love Lucy was on TV.
What do you get paid for that, being on the Supreme Court?
Oh, I wonder. I don't know what the salary of Supreme Court justices is.
Do they get a commission when they pass something or vote for something or not vote for something? How does it work?
I'm sure they do in some ways.
Oh, yeah.
$255,000 for the Chief Justice. And $244,000 per year for each associate justice.
My God, did you look that up as soon as I mentioned it just now?
Fuck yeah, man. It's a magic
Jesus Christ.
Of the internets.
You're better than Siri!
But I was also reading that a lot of people are thinking it's probably not going to get gutted. That it's really... You know the whole... The question of this heinous lawsuit is really ridiculous, and people were even weirded out by the fact that the Supreme Court, that four of those ninnies decided to even take the case. You know, only four of them have to say we want to hear it.
Right.
But it's such a spurious argument about the wording of this, and...
But yes.
And never had precedent has always shown that, you know, you err on the side of what the intent of the law was. And they're going on. Now, this exact four words say this.
The intent of the law was to further the agenda of the gay, right. Muslim tyrant in the White House.
So instead of saying, adding four words like by the federal government or something like that to fix it, they want to tear the whole thing out and all they want to do is shit on Obama. That's all they want to do.
They're a bunch of dicks, you know?
And then did you see that profound dick cheese from Wisconsin?
Yes.
Paul Ryan, that heinous fuck.
Boy, you really got to be more specific when you say that.
I know. These days.
It's a couple. I thought you were going to say Scott Walker.
Ryan, in his budget, and why they anointed that shit brain as the de facto carrier of the budget for the Republicans. I still am a little perplexed about that. I don't know who he gave his ass up to.
I don't know. You know, they should put him in charge of, like, the stretching program before they sit down and work every day, or physical fitness. I mean, he's in great shape.
Somebody thought, remember those pictures? Somebody thought that was a good idea.
Oh, listen, I don't even know what to say about those pictures. How many years have they been out? I'm still speechless.
I know, during the last election.
God, what an idiot. Hey, guys, if you got anybody got a camera, do you think he just sent a note out to all his friends on Facebook? If anybody has a camera, meet me down here at the fucking gym.
You're right. Let's get pumped up, guys. Do a photo shoot.
I'm going to pump you up.
I'm
going
to put my cap on backwards so they see I'm a man of the people. I'm a bro just like them.
You know, he almost looked just as ridiculous as when John Kerry rented that Carhartt to wear that one time.
or Lumberjack Al Gore.
Oh, yes. Lumbersexual. He actually is a lumbersexual with that beard and all. Does he still have that gigantic beard?
Gore?
Yes.
I think maybe, but he's gigantic now. I mean, I think he's trying to cover up like 18 or 19 chins.
I think he's vying to be, you know, Santa Claus or something.
Maybe that's what he's doing.
One day you wake up in the morning, they're like, hey, you want to play Santa Claus this year? And you're like, am I that fucking fat? Yes.
He's divorced, right? He got, he and Tipper. He got his Tipper removed.
Listen, a lot of people get that removed. If you create the internet, you can get big and fat, making all that money.
And then get rid of your 30-year wife.
Oh, yeah. He's turning into a blob of id. He's like a gigantic Jabba the Hutt, you know, getting massages and letting his towel fall to the side. Gross. I'd love to give you a hand job, Al. I can't find it.
Gross. Really very gross. So this King versus Burwell, they heard the oral arguments today. But I think, I don't know, maybe it's the optimist in me, and it just seems like, I don't know, it seems like it might be unlikely that they're going to tear it down. But then that idiot Paul Ryan came out with for a long time they've been taking heat as to the response to, we hate Obamacare, we hate Obamacare, it's killing the nation, it's destroying jobs, it raped my daughter.
Obamacare, really, it did. Horrendous.
That's
Cosby Care.
But then they say, well, okay, well, what you got?
Yeah.
Instead. Everybody agrees that something needed to be done. There needed to be reform. So what have you guys got? So now Paul Ryan pulled the curtain back and came out with what the Republicans are going to have. Basically, they scratched out the word Obamacare and wrote GOP on it.
What does that mean? GOP care?
Yeah, I mean, that's that's it. They're basically saying, well, you know, we're going to keep that that part where you get to stay on your parents till 26. We're going to keep the subsidized plans from the government. We're going to keep this. We're going to keep that.
It's basically going to be fucking Obamacare.
Right.
Jesus.
God,
they're assholes.
So I get everybody's waiting now to see what this the decision is going to be. Today was the oral arguments, and we'll keep an eye on. I don't know exactly when the shoe be supposed to drop on this decision.
The GOP is just so fucked up. I can't figure them out. They want to defund Homeland Security, but they're worried about they're so worried about our borders being porous. So,
well, they didn't want to defund that. They wanted to defund the evil Mexican kids who want to stay here and go to college.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But they had a gun to the head of Homeland Security.
I mean, they're like a drunk relative that you can't really kick out because, hey, you know, we share some fucking genes, so I have to tolerate your ass. And then what do you do? Sit them in the corner and stare at them? Keep one eye open? Terrified of what they're going to do?
I guess some of the states are scrambling to, if the Supreme Court does violate Obamacare and destroy it, that they're trying to get ready to set up these exchanges and shit. It's just going to be a fucking nightmare. It's just going to be a fucking nightmare.
And Paul Ryan's in charge, correct?
Didn't he
present a budget a long time ago?
Oh, yeah, that's their go-to guy every year. Here's the Republican budget.
And it doesn't make any sense, correct? That was
makes lots of sense if you're a Koch brother.
Right. There was one year he put out a budget that the math didn't work. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I think it was running a deficit or something like that. Same thing. Tax cuts, his latest budget, tax cuts for the rich, higher taxes for poor people and middle class.
God, you would think all those idiots, those white trash idiots that are just spend all day worshiping sky gods, you would think they have $5 million stuffed into their mattress.
But they, they're fleeced by that sky god. That's the thing.
God.
They go out there and say that Muslim in D.C. is coming for your Jesus.
Speaking of white trash, man, I've been watching this Trailer Park Boys. Holy shit.
No, that's got kind of a cult following. I've never seen that.
I get it.
Is it funny?
Oh, my fucking God. You know what they do? God, this is such a tangent, and I apologize. You know what they do that's brilliant in that show? The smartest character on the Trailer Park Boys is the guy that plays the mentally handicapped dude. And they make him look like he's got Down syndrome or something, and he's got these ridiculous glasses on. But he plays his character so smart and so intelligent, and he is the only smart human being on the screen. And he's the only person that's ever calling out anything that sounds stupid. It's amazing.
The voice of reason.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a great show. It's so funny. Anyway.
Is that Netflix?
It is.
Hulu, Netflix?
You can get that on Netflix. But it's not American white trash. It's Canadian white trash.
Oh, I see.
I just assume that we're the only people that have white trash. I mean, are there trailer parks in, like, the Netherlands and back?
I don't know that phenomenon is really everywhere.
Hey, you know, Australia, they have to have that, right?
Well, that's half of their cities.
Right.
I'm kidding. To our Australian friends, I'm kidding.
Sorry. Sorry, guys. I don't know if anyone is extra sensitive listening, but...
Hey, I've seen some of the pictures of some of those outback cities. It's a fucking... It is Deadwood.
That's not a knife. This is a knife. Hey. I just went to Outback Steakhouse, by the way. We went there to celebrate my youngest brother, Jason's birthday. Tell you what, Outback Steakhouse, little slice of Australia.
Did you have a steak?
No, I had a salmon. It was great. Not a whole salmon, a filet.
A filet.
It was delicious, and we had an ice cream cake. Did I tell this story yesterday on the show?
I don't.
Do you remember? Most of our fans are stoned, so they don't know if I told it or not.
Right,
so.
That's what's great about being stoned.
Oh, God, it was hilarious. This cake just nearly melted under the heat of these
these candles, these trick candles that would not blow out.
No, nice.
And they just kept blowing on them and blowing on them, and the smoke just kept getting thicker and thicker. And I swear to God, the sprinklers were nearly ignited. That's not the right word. Set off, but whatever.
You guys were going to set off the fire alarms and bring that?
Yeah. That was pretty funny.
Yesterday, a bunch of, as you know, happens all day long here, a couple fire trucks go tooling by.
Oh my God.
It was just at the right moment that two sets of people were walking like a cloud of chihuahuas. And it was the funniest thing because all of a sudden they all started howling at the same time because of the sirens. So the siren leaves, goes by, and then all I could hear is this little chorus of,
Did Kate join in or no?
No, she didn't. She barely looked out the window, I don't think.
Right.
She's, you know, she doesn't have that. She's got other shit to worry about.
Right.
If we head over to the Drudge Report, see what the headlines are. Matt Drudge's shit-a-thon.
Hello, stupid.
There's a Dem showdown, it says.
Oh, shit.
O'Malley gets ready.
O'Malley.
They're talking about Martin O'Malley, former governor of Maryland, who is saying that he is getting ready to run for the Democratic nomination for president of these United States of America.
Oh, my God, because of Emailgate?
Well, I don't think he's been planning it for a while.
Oh, okay.
But they were specifically pointing at him now since Senator Mikulski, Barbara Mikulski, is saying she's going to retire now. Democrats are pretty confident that they're going to be pretty safe in Maryland. But the former governor, this Martin O'Malley guy, said he has decided he will not be running for the Senate seat. That he's still sniffing around looking at running for president. So we might see him in the upcoming primary. Maybe somebody will be running against Hillary.
Oh, shit. That would be exciting.
I mean, she's got to have, they got to have some good competition. We got to get a really flaming liberal in there to nip at Hillary's heels.
I want another gay president. Maybe not another Muslim.
Another gay president.
Isn't Obama gay? Don't they say that? Don't they say he's secretly gay?
Well, they certainly say Hillary Clinton is a lesbian. That's a big one.
Right. I mean, you know, she did. I don't know. A lifetime with Bill Clinton. Who knows?
Who knows what they do?
Yeah. Maybe it's like a House of Cards. They have a lot of extracurricular activities going on, Hillary and Bill.
Maybe it's like 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you think they tie each
Maybe
other
she's
up.
Got a stiletto on and she's stomping on his balls and shit. Ball gag.
You think Bill was ever like, when he ties Hillary up, he's like, maybe I should just leave her. I should just leave her.
I think she's tying him.
I don't think either one is doing anything to each other.
Yeah, it's true. I think they
don't give two shits.
I think they email on private email.
I think they do.
Former Governor Martin O'Malley won't be running, but he will be taking a look. Won't be running for Senate, but he's still keeping an eye out on possibly running against. Nobody's announced, by the way. I mean, I think it's all pretty obvious that Hillary's probably going to run. But
are you excited again about Martin? I mean, he's a fellow Irish Catholic.
Oh, great. That's just what we need. That's my first criteria.
Let's mix it up. Pour me a glass of something. I need to get honest with some people.
So she's, Clinton, you mentioned the emails, the email gate.
Yes. Horrendous. Benghazi 2, electric boogaloo.
There's still, I guess that it was the Times, New York Times piece. I guess they're standing behind still that bullshit that they're saying that it was illegal. Now, a lot of places have come out and said, well, no, it wasn't illegal, that the law was passed after the fact. Obama signed that law in 2013. It might have been against policy, but it wasn't illegal.
She didn't break a law. She's not going to jail over this.
I wouldn't think so, but these ninnies are screaming that she broke the law. Throw her in jail. Hang her.
I heard Rush Limbaugh said they should get that drug cocktail right.
You're right. I don't care if it's cloudy.
Poor Hillary. I don't know. She just should have used a different email address, I guess.
Right. Gmail, too. I mean, wasn't that what they said she used?
I think it was an AOL account.
That concerns me because we know how secure Gmail is.
She was at HillaryClinton@prodigy.net.
Bill Clinton's surfing the internet. He's like, why am I seeing ads for thermonuclear devices?
Yeah, listen, Bill Clinton should have 56K on the internet. Anything faster and he's dangerous.
Right.
You think he's on Tinder, Bill Clinton? Swipe left.
He's over 30. He's got to pay the big bucks now.
Oh, I forgot about that story yesterday. Yay. Screw you, Tinder, you ageist assholes. Who asked you?
Let's see what else is going on here. We talked about the Supremes.
Right.
And the OCARE decisions.
Good God. I mean, what are they going to do? Take health care away from everybody?
There's quite a big possibility.
Hey, fuck you, Republicans. Jesus.
But then some people are saying this is another case where Roberts may be a little concerned about his legacy. You know, if he's worried about going down in history as the obviously coke cocksucking wing of the Supreme Court. And, you know, he presided over one of the most partisan Supreme Courts in history. It doesn't look good if it's 5-4, 5-4, 5-4, 5-4, you know?
Well, why don't more of them care about their legacy? It seems like 100% of those fuckers should care about their legacy.
Well, that's the question, is how does that Jabba the Gunt, Scalia, how the fuck does he sleep at night?
Did you write that before? Because that's funny.
What?
I love that.
Job of the Gunt? No.
That would be a great character in, like, Spaceballs or something. Funny.
Wearing those tight...
Did you ever think about that? Did you ever think about writing for movies?
Wearing stretch pants?
Yeah, yeah.
Big fat roll of Gunt hanging out.
It's a good one.
That's the headlines on the Commie Pinko Liberal Effete.
Huffington Post.
And the Matt the Drudge report. God, that fucker. I wonder if he does anything anymore.
I wouldn't. I'd be like, I paid my dues, motherfuckers. I paid your dues.
Some woman told you about a cum stain on a dress. That's how you made your millions.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to Tahiti.
Today, also in the headlines... The tyrant in the White House whipped out the big black pen of veto.
Pardon me while I whip this out.
For that great job creating millions of jobs, right?
Oh, yes.
From the Keystone XL pipeline.
35 whole jobs, guys.
Except for the cleanup.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's going to be a lot of jobs.
Not counting local cleanup.
Oh, yeah.
The Senate today said, because it's really important, instead of having jobs or, anything else, any kind of helping veterans. No, let's try to override that veto.
Right.
So today the Senate voted to override the Keystone XL oil sands pipeline, but fell 5 votes short of the 2/3 majority needed.
Wow.
The vote was 62-37. The first time Congress voted on whether to override a veto from Obama. I mean, he's only vetoed once before, and they didn't try to override that. So this is the first attempted override of a veto.
You know, for a tyrant, he doesn't veto a lot. It's weird.
Right. Also, on the shit stain list are 8 Democrats who voted with the Republicans to override these cowards of purple states who are voting for their own fucking political expediency and not for what's good for the American people. A great fuck you to these people. Joe Manchin, West Virginia.
Bag of dicks to you, sir.
Heidi Heitkamp, North Dakota. Mark Warner, Virginia. Claire McCaskill, Missouri. Bob Casey Jr., Pennsylvania.
Suck it.
Michael Bennett, Colorado.
A shit sandwich, sir.
Tom Carper, Delaware.
No one likes you.
How did that tiny little state, how did they sneak an asshole into the Senate? And John Tester from Montana, where you would expect an asshole from.
Oh, sure. Well, Montana's beautiful, though, but there's a lot of lunatics up there. They're all drunk, and they all drive too fast, and they all have guns.
And one Democrat from Indiana who also backs the pipeline missed the vote, Joe Donnelly. But he would have voted to override, but it wouldn't have mattered anyway. They were a little bit short.
Okay.
You need 67. And he only had 62. So a big fuck you to those Democrats. So now they can go home and say, look, we voted for the Keystone XL, you moron Republicans of my purple state.
God, I hate that so much. I almost hate those guys worse than the right-wing nut jobs. At least those people are easy to hate and doesn't bother you as much. But these purple guys, what's their fucking problem?
Political expediency. They're just, they want to make sure they get reelected. They don't give a shit about the people.
Well, what if you do a good job and say at the end of your term, say, look at all the shit I did for the state. How about that? What about doing that?
Oh. What are you talking about? Yeah. You mean like Scott Walker is doing in Wisconsin, all the wonderful, wonderful things he's doing there.
What does he say when he's done with his term? What does he say? Look at this I've created. What's his legacy going to be?
I've got a punt on that one.
He couldn't admit that he believes or does not believe in evolution.
Well, that's, a politician shouldn't talk about that one. I'm going to punt on that one.
I haven't come to a conclusive decision on evolution.
And really,
chance I didn't come from a monkey.
And the horrible, yeah, why are there still monkeys if we evolved from a monkey?
And hey, listen, if we are to believe that he hasn't, come to a decision on evolution, what does he do? Sit around and he's like, I like bananas, but that doesn't mean I came from a monkey.
Well, I don't think he said didn't decide. He said he wouldn't say. He just said he wouldn't answer.
That's true. That is correct.
Like,
he knows. He believes in evolution.
Like
maybe.
Allison London, Gittiger, Gergig, and Grimes.
Oh, she's the worst.
Who'd you vote for last time? Well, it's not about who you voted for. Who did you fucking vote for last time? Well, we're not talking about the president the last time. We're talking about this election and what's good for the people of Kentucky. You moron.
Oh, God, if Obama was white. If only he was white. Could you imagine?
Well, I read an article. Might have been today about how the southern strategy of Nixon ain't dead. Fire up the people that hate the brown people down south.
Hell yeah.
That it's alive and well within the Republican Party still, but that eventually they're just going to shoot themselves. They're shooting themselves in the foot. I mean, they're doubling and tripling down on building giant trebuchets to launch brown people over the border. But the Hispanic population in this country is doing nothing but increasing, even legally. Even if Obama doesn't wave his magic black cock of tyranny and make 50 million of them or whatever their fake number is legal.
I've got a black cock of tyranny over here. Don't make me use it.
You're right. Is this so ridiculous? There's a great, if you go to our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, join the conversation there. Spread the crabs, love the crabs, share the crabs.
Get involved.
There's a great article a guy wrote called Breaking Up with Bobby Jindal. Speaking of breaking up, tonight, 7 p.m., a brand new spanking Hollywood hick, Brent Paris, may be breaking the fuck up with somebody in Hollywood or in the news, in showbiz. So make sure you listen to that. And then followed at 8 p.m. by a brand spanking new Daily Upper Decker.
That's right.
Our Sportstastic podcast here. So two brand new shows back to back tonight, starting at 7 p.m. here Pacific on the network. Listen to that shit. Streaming for your ear holes.
That's right. Ooh, Tommy's going to talk about Josh Hamilton tonight. Oh, I love that.
Oh, excellent.
Josh Hamilton, center fielder. Well, not anymore. He's too old.
He's a little, yeah.
Fucked up. But he's on the Angels, and, you know, he used to use lots and lots of drugs. He was into meth and all this shit and had to go away from baseball for a while. Then got clean, came back. His career had a resurgence. He had a shitload of home runs, and now, I guess, over the offseason, he relapsed. He got drunk and did some coke, and now now he's going to get suspended. Oh, God. I love baseball players. They're just stupid.
There's a lot
of amazingly dumb.
There's a lot of crap that goes on with these baseball players. Baseball. I mean,
he makes so much money. He makes an incredible amount of money. And all he has to not do is do a bunch of cocaine.
But when you make all that money, it's so easy to do all that cocaine.
Right. Well, go find something else to do. I mean, he makes more than $20 million a year. Why can't he say, hey, instead of this bump of coke, maybe I'll go to Disneyland? It burnt down, right? Did Disneyland burn down, or did I read that?
Did Disneyland burn down? I didn't read that one.
Maybe I'm imagining that. Maybe it was a dream I had. What a horrible dream.
Disneyland? Disney World?
I thought it was Disneyland. Disneyland Fire auto-completes in Google Chrome.
I've got nothing. Oh, Fire forces Disneyland to shut down its small world. 2 days ago.
Oh, shit. Wow.
Maybe somebody was smoking some reefer.
They're smoking reefer.
A freak blaze forced Disneyland to temporarily shut down its iconic It's a Small World ride.
Oh, shit.
Flames soared high into the sky as fire took hold at the Anaheim, California theme park, 9:20 p.m. Saturday night. Dramatic footage filmed by terrified visitors.
Oh, Jesus.
Appears to show a tree entirely ablaze.
You know, Bill O'Reilly was quoted as saying he was actually on the ride. Well, I mean, what he meant was he read a story about it.
Yeah, he just saw a picture of it.
By the way, go to Crab Diving and go check out the tap dancing Bill O'Reilly picture that At Vile Experience put together. I mean, that made me laugh. That's funny as shit. It looks like he's really in the outfit.
And apologies to the great Fred Astaire for using his body to put Bill O'Reilly's head on.
Oh, absolutely. We're very sorry, Fred. I mean,
God, can you imagine kids running around to Disneyland and suddenly parts of it are ablaze?
How do you know, though? Because you're at a stupid theme park. Is that part of the act?
That's true. They have their own fire crew.
Oh, yeah, dude, they have their own prison there. They have their own jail. They have their own courts and judges. They have their own little judicial system underground at Disney.
They dressed up in costume? Like, do you have to, is it like Judge Goofy and shit?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Scrooge McDuck is the bailiff.
This breaking up with Bobby Jindal thing.
Breaking up with Bobby.
This guy, I guess when he was 19, he was a knuckle-dragging conservative jerkwad. And he somehow at 19, along with some girl, got the job of babysitting Jindal's kids.
Oh, God.
While he was governor or something like that.
His kids, they just have to be flaming assholes.
He says, every day after classes, and this is in college, in 2008, a female friend and I would make our way to the governor's mansion gate and do our best to help First Lady Supriya Jindal and a few state troopers wrangle the kids.
It took a few state troopers?
Well, you know, I mean, they've got, I'm sure they've got staff he's talking about and their protection. He's way into politics. He says, whereas my friends would spend their days playing Xbox or chasing cheerleaders, I would find myself charting out a pilgrimage to President Bush's Crawford Ranch.
What? What? Who said this?
This is the...
Don't mess with Texas.
This is the guy who wrote this, who wrote you, Breaking Up with Bobby Jindal.
Oh, okay.
So God, he gets better.
Wacko.
Yeah,
who goes on an epic journey to fucking Texas?
Well, this is the indoctrination of the creepy youth.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can hear the...
I can totally hear that. Makes me homesick.
The siren's going by. I'm waiting for the chorus of Tiny Dogs.
They're still trying to put out that ride. Disneyland's on fire.
He said, I would chart out a pilgrimage to President Bush's Crawford Ranch or make plans to attend Sean Hannity's newest book signing.
God damn it. This guy like hanging out with dickheads or something?
So it took him not that long to end up working just in the process. He was ended up working for the Louisiana GOP, churned out content for their website, wrote speeches for their chairman. When Jindal ran for re-election, he was brought on board as the new media director for the campaign.
Fancy. Did he also draw little caricatures of everybody on his staff and,
running Jindal's social media accounts, press releases, editing opinion pieces, writing reams worth of letters to the editor.
I twat for Bobby.
But then, over time, he has discovered...
Yes?
He says, now in 2015, not even the slightest vestige of the Bobby Jindal I once believed could occupy the White House remains.
Oh, that's not the old Bobby I knew.
Funny. Now, this guy also was slightly atypical conservative Republican.
Right.
Because in 2012, he came out as gay.
No shit.
He said, by 2012, I could no longer square my chosen career in Republican politics with my personal beliefs. Gee, do you think?
Is this guy very bright or what? I mean,
how do you square that at all? How can you be a conservative to begin with?
Yeah.
I'm
gay and I'm part of a party that thinks I don't deserve the same rights as everyone else.
Right, and the extremists want to put a bullet in his head.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Some people in my party want to kill me for who I am. Isn't that amazing?
So he says, Jindal now fashions himself more as a producer of Duck Dynasty than the wonkish political wunderkind I had once admired.
What the fuck does that mean? Who produces Duck Dynasty in the story?
Well, you know, it's a big Jindal. It's a big...
Does he really?
Well, he says he fashions himself more as a producer. He's just busy holding hands with the duck dicks and screaming Jesus now.
Oh, God. I pictured Donald Duck with a big, disgusting, fleshy phallus sticking out from his feathers.
Gross.
Thanks for that image. duck dick.
And they've talked about... Now, he goes on to talk about just the way the recipe for public policy, which is they fuck everything up and then make everything sound a little bit worse than it was so that Jindal can come in and swoop in and make some heinous cuts to, you know, food stamps and education and then save the day.
Oh, my God. How poor Louisiana. Jesus Christ.
But now he said they had calculated wrong because they thought it could last for 8 years while he was in office. But now the entire state's starting to fall apart. It lasted about six, maybe. Because all the stealing they've been doing from one thing is now catching up with them. And they're in like a giant budget crisis now. And he's running into the fucking Republican ground.
We done fucked up. You know, a duck vagina, FYI, is spiral. takes a special duck dick to penetrate it.
At one point, they were arguing about a cigarette tax.
Oh, yes.
That I guess had been on the books.
A bone of contention.
And Bobby Jindal wanted to call it a new tax.
Okay.
But it had been there. The fact that they renewed it, they were going to renew it. So he wanted to call it a new tax and get rid of it because he promised no new taxes.
Oh, my God. It's like you have to sit in a room with this guy and be like, okay, we want to call it new. Well, it's not new. It's old. What makes it old? We did it before.
So
you can't call it new.
Right. And the tax specifically provided Louisiana with tens of millions of dollars in direct and federal matching funds for its, quote, abysmally underfunded Department of Health and Hospitals.
God. Great. Everybody down there is running around with AIDS and the heebie-jeebies.
Well, there's the poor ones. They don't give a fuck about the poor ones. The rich ones can afford great doctors.
So now, why not this cigarette tax?
Because he's got a... Jindal's got a... suck at the corporate teat and get rid of all taxes. So this guy who wrote this said that I think his name's Huckabee. His last name is Huckabee with a Y. Yeah, with a Y.
Y. Oh, that's so irritating.
Taylor Huckabee.
Taylor.
Or Huckabye.
Huckabye. Is it with an I?
Y.
Oh, a Y.
Huckabee is E-E. So he said he finally lost it, and he was like, well, this is ridiculous. This is going to hurt people just by recategorizing this tax, which already got renewed. Nobody peeped about it.
God, how frustrating.
But Jindal wanted to look like, look here, I'm saving people. I'm saving the poor people. So he said... He blurted out, this just is flat out what isn't best for the people of Louisiana. And the head honcho of the campaign shot back at him, what's best for the people of Louisiana is getting Republicans elected. So shut the fuck up. Shut up and do your fucking job, Huckabee.
That's what he said.
Yep.
Shut up and do your fucking job.
That's what's best for the people of Louisiana is getting Republicans elected.
I don't know if I agree with that guy. oh, shit. How could anyone vote for a Republican from the South? Who would vote for Bobby Jindal for president? He ran for president, or he wanted to run, didn't he?
Who, Jindal?
Jindal always has wanted to
run.
Oh, yeah,
he's still. Right now, he's spreading his peacock feathers to the and displaying his big red vulva. To the presidential candidates.
Look at me. I'm a pretty little girl. I fucked up Louisiana. A vote for Bobby Jindal is saying, I want the rest of the country to look like Louisiana.
I think he's politically smart. Because he knows damn well there's no way he's going to be president.
Right.
He just fucked that up.
He's nuts.
But... he's running to the right, screaming Jesus and I hate Muslims. He's the no-go zone guy. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Remember, this was the guy who was like, the Republicans have to stop being the party of stupid.
No, they just have to stop going to England.
But he said that a few years ago. He was shitting on his own party, saying we have to stop being the party of stupid. And then he's the guy that goes to England and says there's no-go zones.
We got to stop being the party of stupid. Yeah. I don't know how we're going to do that. It's going to be tough.
I heard you guys got to stay out of Birmingham. Well, that's not true at all. Birmingham's quite lovely.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Republicans, don't go over to England and get interviewed by the BBC. They're going to skewer you.
Yeah, they're going to ask you gotcha questions, like, do you believe in evolution?
They don't have a bunch of Sean Hannitys over there, stupid.
So a great article, give it a read. There's a link on our Facebook page, breaking up with Bobby Jindal about some of the back. He likens Jindal to the dude in House of Cards.
Kevin Spacey?
Yeah, that Jindal will just backstab and kill and figuratively kill careers to get where he was, and that, you know, the people be damned, especially.
Kevin Spacey just Twittered us, and he says, I'm done listening to the show. I used to love it, but since you compared my character to Bobby Jindal, I'm done.
I'm so out
How
of
dare
here.
You?
I'm so out of here.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Also on the on our Facebook page,
yes.
The guy who...
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
It's official. Ben Carson has decided to create one of those exploratory committees to look into the possibility of maybe thinking about the option of almost running for president.
I'm in the experimental phase, kind of like that time in college.
Just hours later, he was doing an interview on the CNN and said that being gay is absolutely a choice.
Oh, God. Fuck this guy. Honestly.
And here's his reasoning. A lot of people who go into prison... go into prison straight, and when they come out, they're gay.
Okay.
So did something happen while they were in there? Ask yourself that question. Now, is he equating prison rape with turning gay?
Yes, I believe so. Oh, God. What an asshole. Like, he just said he's going to, oh my God, I just saw on Facebook, you refer to Ben Carson as Dr. Diaperload.
Dr. Diaperload.
I think that sticks. I think from here on out, we are rebranding Ben Carson as Dr. Diaperload. No one should ever forget, by the way, he is a fucking doctor. He's a fucking doctor.
And an accomplished neurosurgeon.
Holy shit.
Renowned.
Dude, he gets paid to stick, you know, scalpels in your medulla oblongata.
Right.
And he's total diaper load.
He has in the past aligned homosexuality with bestiality.
Oh my God.
Pedophilia and murder.
God.
But the his views on homosexuality have gotten in trouble in the past. In 2013, he was forced to cancel a commencement speech, which I can't, interestingly enough, pronounce, at Johns Hopkins, the school where he worked as a pediatric neurosurgeon.
Yeah, they don't want him there.
And he had to apologize for remarks that he had made about the gay.
Don't go to that college to talk, Ben. No one at that school, and do you agree with me at Vile Experience, will vote for you for anything. They all think you're fucking stupid,
I
right?
I would hope that nobody would vote for him, but you never know. It.
Go to Phoenix University. Give their commencement speech over there.
You know, some of these privileged kids are one percenters that make it, you know, somehow into these programs that are actually working and not getting business degrees and, you know, going and pressing computer buttons to move billions of dollars around and suck the life out of the economy.
Oh, my God. I agree. You bring up a good point on Facebook, and I'll share it with our audience. I'm quoting you here, by the way. We would like Dr. Diaperload here to share with us the moment he decided to not suck dick. yeah, let's hear when you decided not to. What was it like, Ben? Where were you?
Well, that's the ridiculous argument. They're like, well, you know, it's a choice to be gay. Okay, share with us the moment that you questioned in your mind and were like, yeah, you know, I guess I'm not going to take it in the butt.
No, I was just about to, too, but, you know.
It's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous argument. And the prison rape is offensively stupid.
Yeah. That's dumb. I mean, it's... I what do? You get mad at this guy, or do you just laugh at him because he's such an idiot? It's tough.
Both.
Yeah, you're right. He's a renowned neurosurgeon. How the fuck did that happen? He just must be a charlatan, just pandering.
Or he's out of his mind. He really believes that shit. I mean, there's no...
Maybe one day, you know, if you're a hairstylist, sometimes you might cut your bangs or something if you're kind of busy. Just a little haircut, you know. Maybe something's going on upstairs in his marbles. He's like, fuck this. I'm not going in.
He did his own tune-up, you're saying?
Yeah. Twisted something a little
bit. The mirror?
Yeah. Wasn't concentrated.
His iPhone with a on selfie mode.
and now he's waiting for the magical invisible fingers of God to massage his neck.
So big fuck you to Ben Carson.
Yeah. Just, seconded.
But I can't. I just can't see how they're... Any of the presidential candidates, even the Republicans are going to stick by that with the way the nation's going. Right. I mean, in June, probably it's going to be a done deal, but I just don't see them throwing down on this. Although I guess what harm would it do? They can squawk all they want now.
Yeah.
And say, once the Supreme Court makes gay marriage legal, they can scream and say, I think the Supreme Court's wrong. And it means 0.0.
Is the war cry going to be, we're repealing gay marriage? We're repealing abortion? We're repealing Obamacare?
I don't think they're going to try
to
repeal
it. Like, what the fuck do these guys do if they're not repealing something?
That's one of the criteria is they've been the party of no. They don't have any policies. They're just the party of we hate everything you do.
They're like 2-year-olds. No.
So Ben Carson, fuck out of the hour. I was gonna say of the week, but goddamn, there's no way.
I feel like Ben needs to go to the doctor, have his marbles checked out.
You think maybe he's been sniffing too much of the gas in the operating room?
And Dr. Diaperload's been. I don't know. He's huffing paint.
Did you see in the news? Ferguson, Missouri.
I saw this.
Be in the news. Well, first of all, the Darren Wilson, the guy who killed the... here we go.
Michael Brown.
Yeah.
You were looking at the story.
Yeah, I'm getting it. Here we go. Unarmed 18-year-old Michael Brown last summer. Will not be charged, apparently, federally, for anything. So we're all really shocked at that one.
Yeah.
And then secondly, and more interestingly, the Justice Department, Eric Holder, speaking of whipping out the big giant black pen of tyranny, released its investigation into the Ferguson, Missouri Police Department.
Oh, cool.
It's 100 pages long. And let me sum it up this way. It's a racial cesspool of ass wipes.
Who said that?
Me.
Eric Holder?
Yeah.
Oh, you said that, right.
Eric
Holder might have said that.
Investigators. Oh, I want to know what Eric Holder says.
Doesn't he seem kind of funny?
Behind
closed
doors.
Like kind of a fun guy to talk to.
He's the guy that told Louis Gohmert to, I hope your asparagus.
How's your asparagus doing, lunatic?
How's your asparagus? Don't cast aspersions on my asparagus. So investigators found numerous examples, quote, of racial bias among police and court staff in Ferguson. there's so much going on. People are still picking it apart. As the day goes on, you're going to hear more and more about it. Like I said, there's 100 fucking pages.
Yeah.
None of it good. they also released several racist emails from staff.
Are they horrible, but at the same time kind of hilarious?
They don't identify the people who sent or received.
Ah, come on.
Saying that the officials involved are still employed, but that several police officers, court supervisors, and commanders were involved. God. Commanders.
Jesus Christ.
One example, in 2008, and one email said that President Obama won't be president for a long time because, quote, what black man holds a steady job for 4 years?
Oh, my God. Good one, guys. Hilarious.
In March 2010, an email mocked African-Americans through a story involving child support. One line from the email read, I be so glad that dis be my last child support payment. Month after month, year after year, all those payments. 2011, an email depicted President Obama as a chimpanzee.
Shut the fuck up.
May 2011, an email said, quote, an African-American woman in New Orleans was admitted into the hospital for a pregnancy termination. 2 weeks later, she received a check for $5,000. She phoned the hospital to ask who it was from. The hospital said Crime Stoppers.
Oh, God.
These guys are quite wow. The yuckers, aren't they?
Yeah, geez.
2011.
They should write for Laugh-In.
An email described a man seeking to obtain, quote, welfare for his dogs because they're mixed in color, unemployed, lazy, can't speak English, and have no friggin' clue who their daddies are.
Ayo! Da-dunch.
2011, one email included a photo of a group of bare-chested women dancing in Africa.
Yes.
With the caption, Michelle Obama's high school reunion.
Hey!
And then in December, there's emails including jokes based on offensive stereotypes about Muslims. So not only black people.
God, these guys, when were they stopping crime and protecting the citizenry?
They did not find any suggestion that anyone involved in these emails were ever disciplined, nor were the emails reported or the people who sent asked them to stop. Instead,
yes,
the emails were usually forwarded along to others.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, check out Obama with a bone between through his nose, man.
Oh, my God. Oh, what a bunch of fucking dullards. And we're surprised that this racist-ass cop, they all sit around making fun of black people all day, dehumanizing people, and this guy just manages to shoot Michael Brown.
Right. Oh, yeah. Had nothing to do with it. I'm sure race had zero to do with it.
Right. He doesn't see race. Maybe Darren Wilson was the one guy. Would that be ironic, though? What if Darren Wilson was the one guy in that whole police deal, there wasn't a fucking racist?
It's not a racist.
What do you think? Do you think that's likely? Highly unlikely. Yes, I think you're right.
The report says the police in Ferguson, Missouri, routinely targeted black residents for questioning.
Oh, how nice.
For search and arrest, though there's not enough evidence to bring civil rights charges against Darren Wilson. They say the department's practices, as well as those of the municipal court, the courts, amounted to an unconstitutional pattern that violated the rights of citizens.
I mean, imagine growing up in Ferguson if you're not fucking white, and these are the people you're supposed to trust and shit. They're all tremendous bigots, and they hate you.
They want them to reduce focus on generating revenue.
Right.
Improve training and practices to reduce racial bias.
Yeah.
The,
yeah, they need to do that. That's a good suggestion. I mean, I sort of think, don't you think that's a little futile, though?
Well, yeah.
What, they going to train them?
Statistics showed that blacks accounted for 85% of traffic stops, 90% of citations, and 93% of arrests, where African Americans account for 67% of the city's population.
God damn. People need to get suing this department. I mean, they're just violating people's civil rights right and left.
Justice Department officials conducted statistical analyses, concluding no factor besides race could be responsible for the disparities.
God. How do you think black parents tell their kids to behave around the cops in Ferguson? What do you think they tell them about the police?
Well, I don't know what you tell them. We've got them on camera killing people, and that doesn't do anything. Really? I mean, they choked Eric Garner to death in front of our eyes.
The cops fucking work for us.
And nothing happened. Nothing happened.
We pay their stupid fucking salary. God.
We can take a little break here. It's a few minutes after we missed top of the hour. It's, you know, 7 or 8 minutes after 3 p.m. here on the Pacific Coast. After 6 out on the Eastern Coast, if you're listening to us live, we appreciate it. We are here every weekday from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, streaming warm and with love to the out into the ether sphere.
Yes. We're like a fountain of liberal liquid.
You can grow. You can download us as a podcast. Oh my God, I almost just loaded Toto Africa into for the interstitial music. But we're going to play a little bit of music. We'll be back in a couple of minutes, everybody. We need to recharge, reload, empty, do whatever you need to do.
I have to do some stretching exercises. Ready for the act two.
2 or 3 minutes, we'll be back. More crab diving after this little bit of music.
You never pray for peace. You pray for victory. You never pray for love. Pray for abstinence. Your mind's stuck in reverse, and life keeps getting worse. You say you pray for blessings, but it works just like a curse. You pray for the godless ones, the ones who will not pray. Pray for a savior who will blow them all away. You pray on your Bible. You pray on bended knee. And every time you say a prayer, you pray on me. You pray on me. You pray on me. God each day that your son won't turn out gay and your daughter won't bring home someone like me. You pray with every breath. You love the Lord to death. You're killing him with your kindness, don't you see? Pray he'll crush the enemies of your sexual oppression. You pray he'll send a virus that will teach us all a lesson. And for all the unwed mothers in this whole knocked up city, and all the unborn children who will never feel your pity. You pray on your Bible. You pray on bended knee. And every time you move your mouth, you pray on me. You pray on me. victory. You never pray for love, you pray for abstinence.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, on a crabby hump day here. That was a little bit of Timbuk 3 with the song Pray. Thanks for joining us. We're coming at you live from Los Angeles, California, USA, the solar system, Milky Way galaxy, God's left nipple.
Right. Oh, God. Is that what the Earth is? I never thought about that.
It is. It's like our galaxy is like that thing Janet Jackson wore when her titty popped out in the Super Bowl.
I'm living on a nipple.
That's what I picture. So thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to listen to all the other great programming that's here on the Crab Diving Network, 24/7 streaming, and also available as podcasts for your entertainment purposes. The Cantilinguists, the Daily Upper Decker, the Hollywood Hick, Pieces of Silver, Morning Wood, us. Did I forget anybody? Not yet. More coming soon. Very soon.
It's funny. I'm so sorry. I'm just looking at this description for tonight's new Daily Upper Decker.
The new Daily Upper Decker, 8 p.m. tonight.
Yeah, and a special Factor Fudge dedicated to Wilt Chamberlain and the return of AdultCon to L.A.
Fact or fudge?
What the fuck is that part of the show about?
Well, how can you talk about Wilt Chamberlain without talking about AdultCon?
Oh, my God.
I understand that.
You got to listen to that show. It's a scream.
Alabama, the sovereign, the sovereign, wonderful state of Alabama, home of Justice Roy Moore, champion of straight marriage everywhere.
I cannot stand this guy.
Who's surprised that that Alabama, on our Facebook we said Alabama Stan, is one of the squealingest, screechingest, cryingest baby states when it comes to, I don't know, people having equal fucking rights.
Oh, my God. It's just so tiresome. It really is, honestly.
In the 60s, we had to spank their little tight white asses to allow them to allow, I don't know, brown people to go to college.
Right. We hated that. That was the worst thing ever.
Now they're saying confusion is reigning. Both ways, I would think. They said R-E-I-G-N, reigns in Alabama, but I think it's raining in Alabama, confusion.
Right, I think so.
When the state Supreme Court issued what they're calling a rambling decision last night that prevents probate judges from issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples, but also they issued a ruling in favor of the ban on same-sex marriage, even though nobody asked them to.
Yeah. God damn it.
Like, there's no case before them saying, please rule on our, whether our statute is legal or not. They just said, we've decided that it is.
Nobody asked you, stupid.
Now, Judge Roy Shitbag actually recused himself.
Judge Shitbag.
So it was a 7-1 decision with Judge Asshole abstaining. God. But think about that. There's 7 other assholes. Oh, wait, let me look. White.
You know what? I am so close to Alabama. I am thinking of going over there right now and just tell them what I think.
Give them a piece of your mind.
Right. I was going to go there and then I'd do a comedy show, but it's too early. I don't know. God. I want to go yell at Alabama so fucking bad.
The dissent, however, by the one reasonable human being among the toddlers in dresses was Justice Greg Shaw, who said, in an attempt to reduce confusion and to restore order, the main opinion has deviated from certain principles of law that undermine its rationale for assuming jurisdiction of and extending relief to petitioners here. This court does not have jurisdiction in the case.
Jeez, that guy's got a... Boy, he writes with a very specific style. Kind of hard to follow.
In other words, what are we doing? The court is addressing issues not presented, he said.
Yeah, why are we acting stupid? Why are we coming to work when we don't have to? Riddle me that.
They spend 50 pages in their ridiculous ruling justifying their alleged authority over the case.
Yeah.
And then they addressed same-sex marriage on its merits, having heard no arguments or no briefings. They relied on other decisions from around the country to arrive at their own staggeringly anti-gay position.
You guys are like staggeringly homophobic. That's amazing.
They're saying there's no discrimination based on gender. All men and all women are equally entitled to enter the institution of marriage.
Yeah.
You're more than welcome to marry someone of the opposite sex.
Yeah.
It really is. It's just toddlers. Just fucking toddlers. And so now they're going to just... There's going to be lawsuits raining down on them. It's going to cost the taxpayers money.
Oh, shit. It's really infantile. It's stupid. It's so fucking stupid. Get with the program, Alabama. I mean, there's a lot of nice things about Alabama. I did the show last night. I got to tell you, there were a lot of Alabama comics there. They were great. They're really funny. You know?
This was in Pensacola you did the show?
Yeah, Pensacola. You know, I haven't performed in such a drunk room in a long, long time.
Yeah, awesome.
I mean, those, the comics, the audience was just drunk off their fucking ass. And it's because drinks are like 50 cents. That's why.
How did your liberal stuff go over?
You know, I really didn't get a chance to get into the liberal stuff. I had to deal with a heckler for about 8 minutes.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. I went into a bunch of stuff like, you know, I'm sure he's ruined many family gatherings. He's the one relative no one likes. I had this line. I totally forgot it. I was like, hey, hopefully soon we'll see. Look for that guy on an upcoming ISIS video. You didn't like that one?
How'd that go?
No, I didn't do it. I forgot to say.
Oh, okay.
I was gonna say something like that. Maybe you could help me with that joke. Yeah, everybody was drunk. It was a mess. It was fun. Bartender has fangs.
Fangs?
Real fangs. He's had two of his teeth in his mouth filed down to fine little points, so he actually has real fucking fangs, because I guess he's into vampires, I would imagine. I didn't ask. Something like, you know. You like Lost Boys, or what's going on with that?
A lot of do they have spacers too? I mean, a lot of other piercings and tats and stuff, or just fangs? Fangs?
Just the fangs. His girlfriend has the same exact thing going on. She has
interesting.
She has fangs
in Florida,
right? They're swingers, by the way. They talk about it all the time. It's really, really disconcerting.
So you can fuck somebody with fangs?
I guess so.
Let's do some wife swapping.
Oh God. This is not necessarily the part of the country anybody should be swapping anything.
Right.
There'd be no swapping going on here.
Definitely DNA.
No. Yeah. Keep your DNA to yourself. Keep that inbred sperm to yourself, please.
We could travel to Alabama's neighbor, the beautiful state of Georgia.
Hell yeah.
For some more unbelievable shitbaggery.
You know why I go to Alabama? To buy fireworks.
Oh, is that why? Is Alabama the Indiana of that area?
Yeah, the only reason to fucking go to Alabama is because you live in Georgia and fireworks are illegal. And you go there to buy fireworks. That's it.
Because that's like Chicago. It's the only reason you go over to Hammond, Indiana, is just to buy the fuck out of fireworks.
Oh, come on. The Hammond Tourism Board is so fucking offended with you right now.
Hammond's lovely.
Oh, God. Hammond's horrible, man. Hammond's horrible. That whole part of the country, right? Joliet is disgusting. I one time was driving somewhere. We stopped at some place in Joliet. We're like, Jesus Christ, this state. We were outside. It smells like a bathroom. How does the air smell like urinal cake?
My mom grew up on the east side of Chicago where all those fucking steel mills are. And now that's where all that Petcoke dusted shit is. All those fucking Koch brothers piles of their bullshit. But I can remember as a kid going to visit my aunts and shit like that, who all still lived over that area.
It's so gross.
Oh, it smelled awful. I mean, horrendous, just the whole neighborhood smelled.
God, one time I got a gig doing a play in, not Gary, Munster?
Munster, Indiana, yeah, sure.
Oh, my God. Here's the two things you'd see on your way to Munster. I forget the highway. Some horrible highway. And on your left, eventually, you see a giant landfill that has to be full of dirty diapers. They actually have a mountain made of soiled Pampers. It's amazing.
Well, go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just saying, the other thing you're going to see is at some point, I wish I could remember the highway, someone has their garage, and they painted the door, the whole front of their garage, to look like the Bush beer, like, mountainscape.
Oh, God.
Woo-hoo. Who the fuck did that? That took a lot of time. You look at that, and you're like, Jesus Christ.
I painted mine like the new Coors Light can, and when it gets cold, it turns blue.
Oh, no, man.
Well, also, when you drive out there at night, a lot of those landfills, you know, they have those burning methane towers. It's just a fucking pole stuck in the ground with a flame shooting out the top.
Yeah.
Which is the methane that's burbling up from underneath the mountain of dirty diapers. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We don't need any more regulation in this company. We can trust these corporations that just I don't know, burn diapers for a living. We can trust them to police themselves.
Oh, sure.
Make sure everything's above fucking board, right?
The Koch brothers have the best interest of all those people on the east side at heart.
There's a whole part of the country that smells like fucking shit because of these places.
Well, in Georgia, they're, God, you know, in a lot of these knuckle-dragger states, these states that, you know, they need an adult sitting with them at the Thanksgiving table.
Eat a dick, hippie.
They're trying to pass one of these fucking religious liberté laws, which basically means we don't have to make a cake for no lesbos.
so stupid.
Senate Bill 129, a controversial religious liberty bill, mirroring all these bullshit acts everywhere that, you know, Religious Freedom and Restoration Act and all that crap.
Right.
Which, yeah, I don't know what they're restoring. So during the Senate Judiciary Committee meeting Monday, assembled lawmakers in Georgia were discussing a bunch of laws throughout the day. On the docket was SB 129, this religious liberté bill that people were waiting for.
Right.
The committee chairman, Josh McCoon. I know you'll be hard to believe. But he's a Republican.
And he's white.
From Columbus.
Perfect.
Georgia. Authored the bill, but it's opposed by Democrats on the committee, such as Mr. Vincent Fort from Atlanta, who tabled the proposed legislation when it was brought up last week. So Monday, after several hours of deliberation, the Vincent Fort, the Democrat, said to McCoon, the committee chairman. Let's pause. I got to go use the bathroom.
Okay.
They granted a bathroom break while the Democrat went to the bathroom. The rest of the Republicans on the committee quickly pulled the bill off the table and began voting.
Oh, my God.
They waited for him to go to the fucking bathroom.
Oh, my God.
A staffer alerted other Democrats who ran to the scene. I mean, what is going on here?
This is ridiculous.
But the committee already passed it by the time they got there.
That has to be illegal.
He knew I was coming back, Fort said. It seems to me the right thing would have been to delay the vote until all the members who had appeared at the committee were in the room.
And didn't he say he was going to the bathroom?
Yeah, the guy told him, yeah, go ahead, go to the bathroom.
He didn't say, I'm going home, I'm never coming back again. He didn't say that.
Apparently there's been a lot of shenanigans with this bill. LGBT rights advocates, obviously, even clergy in Georgia have blasted. There's a bill in the House in Georgia that's the same thing. There's one in the Senate. Everybody, a former Georgia attorney general has denounced it. This guy even held he used to be for anti-gay policies. Now he held a press conference to denounce these laws as nothing but an excuse to discriminate. When the bill was forced through committee on Monday, everybody said they were satisfied with it. All the Republicans, of course.
Yeah.
So now it moves to a formal vote in state Senate. They don't know exactly yet when that's going to happen. So...
are they all going to wear catheters?
It's got... The guy went to the bathroom, and these fuckers. This is how they pass legislation. In the middle of the night, when there's nobody around, or they slip it in as a poison pill into other shit. They can't pass their heinous, fascist, cunt-faced policies.
Yeah.
On merit.
Hey, who was the guy who's the Democrat who was the only one to make it to work in the snowstorm? It's happened a couple of days.
It was a state legislator somewhere. But he started tweeting out that he was passing bills. He declared himself a quorum. He was joking. Obviously, he couldn't.
Right,
he had a good time with it. He was the only one to show up. He was like a freshman, you know, it's his first time. Everybody else is like, fuck it, it's snowing, we're not going. He shows up.
Yeah, dude, it's his first time there. He's not going to be late to work.
Right.
Miss work or miss anything.
Then it turns out nobody's there.
But Georgia, I mean, you don't take anything for granted there, you know. You can't go to the bathroom.
It just amazes me. And it all fits together, the suppressing the vote. They can't get people to vote for them on merit, so they got to keep people from voting. They can't get people to debate their heinous legislation, so they sneak it through while someone's out taking a shit.
I think that's kind of their best avenue, you know?
Make sure it's a day that we have curry in the commissary, so he's going to be in there a while.
No, I think that's not going to happen anymore. I think everybody's going to be in diapers, catheters. No one's going anywhere. Like, fuck it. I can't trust you, okay?
We talked, there's a headline here. We talked a little earlier about Emailgate.
Yes.
Hillary's, the latest with Hillary Clinton.
Benghazi 2, Electric Boogaloo.
When the New York Times reported that she may have, well, they said violated federal rules, but I don't think that's proving to be true.
Right.
That she used a personal email account to conduct official business during her 4 years as Secretary of State. Meanwhile, everybody does it, has done it. Now, after Obama passed that law, they're not doing it, but...
yeah, because there's a fucking law. Yeah, there wasn't a law before.
Even Colin Powell used his own... they said he used his own private email. Like, he didn't... He wouldn't use Senate.gov or whatever.
But you know, all these, how does the cybersecurity work with a bunch of lawmakers carrying around iPhones everywhere?
No, no. Who knows? Aren't they issued government BlackBerries? Isn't that the deal?
Oh, yeah. I remember that. God, fuck that. I want an iPhone. I'm the president. I'm the Secretary of State, damn it.
Well, but you know what's still going on, of course, is the Congressional Committee investigating the 2012 attack in Benghazi.
Oh, shut up. No.
So those fuckheads got instant raging little tiny boners when this email thing came out, because now the Select Committee is demanding that all communications from Clinton be released.
Yes. No, that, you know what? I get their angle, right? Because they think now they're going to have access to a lot more emails from Hillary, and it will reveal something about Benghazi.
Right, where somebody emailed her and said, hey, they're attacking the ambassador, and she responded, fuck it. That's what they're expecting.
Survey says, Benghazi. You assholes. I mean, really, come on.
They issued subpoenas today. They couldn't whip those out fast enough for the former secretary's personal emails. Representative Trey Gowdy, the Republican chairman of the Benghazi panel. What a proud, proud man he must be.
I'm on the Benghazi panel. Today we will figure something out.
Yeah, the chairman of the Benghazi panel.
Right. We want answers.
He said,
didn't Rachel Maddow say that these idiots that were screaming for answers about Benghazi were out screaming for answers about Benghazi when there was a fucking hearing on Benghazi?
Oh, that was that was Rand Paul.
Oh, was it?
I think it was. Yeah, he was out in front of the cameras screaming, nobody's telling us about Benghazi. And one of the reporters said, you know, the briefing for the senators on Benghazi is going on right now.
God, fuck Rand Paul, by the way.
He won CPAC.
Oh. Wow, congratulations.
He won the
it's the 2016 Republican primary.
He won the straw poll for CPAC, but the best part, God, now I got to look it up. There were like eight wait, let me close this one. So yeah, Benghazi. They're subpoenaing the fuck out of anything. Now that they think they found a smoking gun, that Hillary's going to have some private emails that's going to prove that she intentionally killed everybody. She flew there herself and killed the ambassador. They're not going to be happy until they prove that.
Really, what do they think they're going to get? Those idiots are going to uncover that other people haven't found.
CPAC poll. Was the presidential poll. Rand Paul, yes, was the winner.
Yes.
of the clown car.
Right.
Beating out Scott Walker.
Oh.
Who came in second. Rand Paul got 25.7% of the vote.
Good heavens. How do you even, like, vote for people in that group? I mean, damn.
Scott Walker came in second with 21.4. Third placed, probably had to be consoled for coming in third.
Oh.
Ted Cruz.
Oh, wow.
With 11.5%.
What's wrong, Teddy? What, you just not crazy enough to compare with the other lunatics at the playground over there? Is that what it is? Is that why he's not the
freak? Not crazy enough.
I would not, could not, with a goat.
Oh, shit.
So, after Teddy Cruz, in fourth place, Ben Carson, neurosurgeon and gay hater extraordinaire. The establishment favorite, apparently.
Yes.
His dad's been president. His brother's been president.
Color me there.
Jeb Bush, 8%.
Jeb Bush. Man, why does he even go to CPAC? Why would you go?
Coming in at less than 4% each, Marco Rubio, Rick Perry, and my personal favorite, who I think came in dead last, Chris Christie.
How sad. The closing night of CPAC, was it just like a sad, sad old white man sack scene, you know, down at the old bar, just crying into everybody's like amazing glass of scotch?
That black guy's still in office.
Oh, damn it. We keep sending white guys up there to challenge you. <You're
right. laughs> But he promises them those free phones.
Right. Oh, yeah. Listen, what's going on is Obama is actually doing things that help people. So people like him better. They like him better because they're doing things. How do you explain this to these fucking morons?
You can't explain anything to fucking morons.
And poor Rick Perry. Is there anything more sad than old lonely Rick Perry down at the bottom of the loony barrel?
He put on his good glasses and everything.
I don't know what happened. Nobody, none of your people want to, like, elect a hipster. That's all. You look stupid.
And, I mean, nobody's thinking about it. Nobody's thinking about it.
Yeah. No one thinks of you. Oh, God, he's so sensitive. That's got to hurt his feelings. No one's even thinking of you. You don't occur to us.
That's the worst part to them, I'm sure. Yeah. What is happening? Oh, there's an ad playing in the background. Here. Yeah. It's for Pantene conditioner, if you care.
Oh, wonderful.
Makes your hair look great. Edward Snowden?
Yes, I've heard of him.
The gentleman who... let us know just how far how many knuckles deep the NSA is in our starfish.
We were all surprised.
Is saying that his lawyer said, but this is a big if, that if he can be guaranteed a fair trial, he's willing to come back to the United States and face the music.
Don't come back, dude. Dude, if he comes back, I'm going to be so upset with him. Aren't you?
Don't come back. I mean, do you see what they did to Bradley Manning? They left him naked and tortured in a freezing cold dungeon.
Chelsea
Manning now.
Yeah, yeah. Where in the world is Edward Snowden? Where is he?
He's in Russia.
Okay. Oh, Jesus Christ. How horrible. Where in Russia? I mean, is there a good part?
I don't know. Maybe. I'm sure there's nice parts of Russia.
God.
I'm sure Russia's a lovely place. And I'm sure
No. You told me they got holes there just like popping up out of nowhere. Just holes to one-way tickets to fucking hell.
Those methane holes are blowing out, they think. They're not even sure what they are yet.
Yeah, do you want to live there with that? Imagine trying to sell your house and be like, what the fuck is that thing back there, that big vortex? I don't know. It shoots out methane. It's fine. Just, you know.
I don't know how he can be guaranteed a legal and impartial trial. I don't know what that means.
No. He cannot come back here. He needs to find a better place to live, though. Fuck Russia.
Not when you've got Republicans who are like, hang him. Second he steps foot on our soil, put a noose up around his neck.
Is Uncle Nipples protecting him?
That's a fair trial. He's allowing him to stay, so, yeah. I don't think he's granted him... Well, they gave him, like, another year. Three-year. He's got a three-year Russian residency permit. He's he is able to travel, but he hasn't left there yet.
I heard Nipples and Snowden, they're pretty close, and Nipples even confides in him. He said he shot that opposition leader, but he'll tell anybody.
Well, the dummies here, like, that's what they think, that Snowden is, obviously, he's a traitor. He went right to Uncle Nipples.
Obviously.
But he didn't. He ended up there. He couldn't get out of there. Remember? He was in the fucking airport for how long?
Oh, my God. He was like Tom Hanks'
his character in that horrendous movie that took place at an airport.
Was that Tom Hanks?
Oh God, yes. It was a horrible movie. I'm like, why am I watching something that takes place at a fucking airport? Go get stuck on an island again. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, go talk to him. Wow, what volleyball
was that horrendous movie called anyway? He was on the island, and he kept saying to the love interest, "Oh, Prince Pippa or Peppa or some shit like that." What was that?
What?
That whatever that movie was.
Not Castaway.
No.
What
not the one
about?
With the volleyball. No, not that one. The one where he was stuck at the fucking airport. The whole movie.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember that one. I don't remember the name of it.
Horrible.
I don't even remember that I saw that. I think I probably did.
I saw it.
Tom Hanks. Let me wait. Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Airport.
I totally
Terminal.
Terminal.
The Terminal.
Terminal. Starring Tom Hanks.
And Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh, yes. She was great. Oh, my God. I loved her character in that.
She was brilliant.
Oh, she was so funny. Great. Their chemistry was just off the chain.
I've got a story here. This is in Greece. This I've had for a couple of weeks now. Haven't gotten to, but it's just
how's Greece doing? Are they still in the shit storm over there?
They negotiated with Angela Merkel, an extension on some of their loans and shit, and they're still trying to remain defiant.
Yes,
but I think they're caving a little bit. I think it's still up in, a little bit up in the air.
So should we move to the crab diving enterprises to Greece because the dollar goes a long way?
Probably going to be pretty cheap there.
Yeah. I mean, how bad can it be?
Well, they're still on the euro, so it's going to be about the same. But if they get kicked out of the euro, then we go. Yeah. Start buying drachma. Is that what they had?
Yes, drachma.
I don't remember.
I don't know. I think it is a drachma.
Since the election... of the new prime minister in Greece, who, by the way, is an atheist.
Oh. Wow. Holy shit. That's what it takes.
A religious icon of Jesus Christ in a small village in Greece has been weeping.
Oh, yeah.
Ever since the anti-austerity party won the Greek elections in January.
Oh, shit. I feel bad for that icon. Cheer up, buddy. Quit crying.
The icon.
People out.
which dates from... I don't know about icon status. It dates from early last century. That means the early 1900s.
It was from 1995.
It's housed in the Church of St. Nicholas in the village of... Asprokampos.
Asprokampos. We have the crying knickknack.
Corinthia. It has been secreting an oily liquid.
Oh, shit. My statue's secreting something. I return it at that point.
Since the left-wing party leader Alexis Tsipras stormed to power, the Bishop of Corinth visited the church. Crowds have been flocking there.
I am the Bishop of Corinth.
Villagers are guarding the church to make sure nobody removes the icon tries to sample the tears.
Shut up. What does that mean? What do you mean, sample the tears?
They don't want no science types sneaking up. They know that that's the Lord weeping and not a sparrow up in the rafters pissing down on it.
Do you think the science types are even bothering coming out to check this?
I mean,
God damn it. Get Stephen Hawking down there. Roll his ass down there. Have a look at it.
Well, but get this. A Greek investigative journalist named Yannis
Babulias
says, "I've seen it all before." The aim of stories about weeping religious icons is usually a way for the Greek Orthodox Church to attract more attention and followers.
Oh, fuck off. Bubblius is bullshiticus.
What's really happening is simply that the paint on the icon is starting to leak due to environmental changes.
Yeah. Well, okay.
But of course, since the evil atheist got elected in, this is when Jesus started weeping tears.
Yeah. Quit ruining our fun with, like, explaining it with science, you asshole. Don't tell me about the fucking paint.
But again, apparently the Lord isn't wasting his power on smiting the atheist fuckwad dead. Or on, I don't know, maybe preventing him from winning the presidency. Jesus routes his magic power into making some shitty painting cry.
Yeah. That's, God's like, wait a second. We gotta, he's like, we gotta do something to make these people understand that I'm not just some pussy up here who's gonna be like, I'm gonna make a wooden thing cry.
Show up on a piece of toast.
Yeah. That's why God has these floods and shit. He's like, oh yeah? How do you like bone cancer, asshole?
Right, isn't
that's
this
the sign, stupid.
Isn't this the guy that created the heavens and the earth? And the most he can come up with is some jizz oozing out of a statue?
Yes, I'm not an oil stain at Meineke. Bam, AIDS. That'll teach you.
Right. God, and people believe. Flocks. People are flocking. That's what kills me. Oh, crowds are flocking to this bullshit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. I would love for people to do a survey to test reading levels of all those people that show up to see Jesus. I don't even understand. What is Jesus in? He's in a little wooden thing. He's in a doll.
What, this? It's a painting.
Oh, okay.
It's just a painting of Jesus.
I thought it was like a...
And it's sweating.
It's sweating. Oh, Jesus Christ.
An icon.
What's wrong with people? It's sweating.
It's crying. It's crying because
of
the gays and shit.
There's a baby eating atheist.
I've got... Here's a happy story.
Yes.
It'll warm your heart.
Okay.
from Washington, D.C.
Ooh.
A man was recently arrested.
Right.
And charged. And he had some of his stuff confiscated.
Ah, come on.
But under the marijuana legalization law that went into effect on Thursday, residents 21 and over may possess up to 2 ounces of pot.
Shit, who can afford that?
And may use and grow marijuana at home.
Yes.
But this guy, who got arrested a couple weeks ago, decided to go see if he could get his weed back.
Oh, really?
And the cops gave it to him.
Well, that's awesome.
He walked in to recover his property from a recent arrest, of which a big bag of it was weed. Now that it's been legalized, they gave him the weed back. The officer on duty was initially confused, they said. And then finally was like, okay, here's your big bag of weed.
That's great. Here, take it back. What are we going to do with it? I'm not going to smoke it.
But now they've issued a statement saying that you got to wait at least 24 hours to request your marijuana be returned. Any weed not claimed within 30 days will be, wink, wink, destroyed. Okay. Wink, wink, wink.
Right. That's not going to happen. It's not like a box full of scarves and gloves that lost and found. I mean, it's weed.
Yeah. It's going to be destroyed by burning. in a small little device, possibly vaporizing.
Right. I mean, why not? What happened during the day? In the day when weed used to get confiscated and a DEA would take it and store it, like,
I know
what would happen?
Exactly what would happen to it? I had a family friend, not a relative, not my uncle, definitely not my uncle, who worked for the DEA, and occasionally be allegedly. We found 50 pounds. Oh, we found 45 pounds of pot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, boy. Good old Richie Daly Democrats down there. Southside.
Southside. So that's the story there.
Wow.
What do we got? We got a few minutes.
D.C. I mean, listen, they elected a crackhead mayor twice, didn't they?
Marion Barry.
Yeah.
Poor Marion Barry. Rest his soul.
He died. I didn't know that.
He did, didn't he? Not that long ago.
Yeah. Well, I don't think nobody really expected him to live a long time, I guess.
Crack will do that, you're saying?
Yeah. Him and Rob Ford both, you know. Probably not long high expectations on.
In the last few minutes here of Crab Diving Hump Day.
Oh, perfect.
I've got, I don't know if, I never even looked at these to see if they were any good, but this is a story from before. 27 bizarre religious book titles.
Awesome.
That should have been stopped.
Oh, my God.
One, Mommy, Is It a Sin to Be Fat?
Oh, my God. Wait, now, which way are they going to go with it?
These are all real books on Amazon. God. This is the Kindle edition.
Yes,
Mommy, Is It a Sin to Be Fat?
I don't know which way they're going to go with that. Fuck no. Eat all the Watergate salad you want, or yes, it is, you know?
Have you ever been called fat? Do you feel guilty and ashamed when you overeat? Have you ever felt challenged about whether or not you are considered a glutton?
Yeah, all the time. Listen, Pfeiffer, we've been talking. We think you're a glutton.
The author Stephanie Singleton shares an autobiographical account of her personal struggles and victories with weight loss.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, through utilizing biblical inspired lessons, she's been able to go from a size 20 to a size 8.
Oh, that's funny, man.
Then there's a book from the 50s that says, It's a Sin to Be Fat.
My God. What a great time the 50s were, right? I mean, really nice.
It starts off, obesity or excessive overweight is and has been a foremost health problem for a great many years. There are hundreds of thousands of Americans today who are very much overweight. It has been estimated that one of every five adults in the United States... Oh, that's old.
Oh, yeah.
One of five.
It's everyone. And who gives a fuck? Honestly. Relax. We all want cake and we all want booze.
Oh.
Quit ruining it.
No, this is an old book from the 60s, it looks like.
Oh, shit.
And it's called Helping... 1969. Helping the Retarded to Know God.
Oh, that is not true.
A guide for Christian teachers of the mentally retarded.
Wow.
And there's it's a drawing on the front. It's just horrible.
What do they say? Like, what are you supposed to do? What are the steps?
We're gonna have to come back to this because number four here on the list, it says you got to read the Amazon reviews on this one. But this book says. This book is written by Miss Elizabeth Yan Strong Anderson.
Yan Strong Anderson?
And the title is Birth Control is Sinful in the Christian Marriages and Also Robbing God of Priesthood Children.
Of which do fuck?
I'm thinking that English may not be Miss Elizabeth Yan Strong Anderson's first language.
God, they all sound, the titles just sound so strange.
The subheading, many false Christ marriages are living on birth control and now leading the American church wealth. I think somebody ran their book through Google Translate.
Oh, yeah, that's what that sounds like.
There's a book called Natural Bust Enlargement with Total Mind Power.
Is that with the help of God?
Well, this is just, it's not only, this is just a regular spirituality.
Oh, it's not like Jesus jugs?
How to use the other 90% of your mind to increase the size of your breasts.
How to turn that brain power into boob power.
Here's what you do. You go find a guy who's got money that'll buy you some breasts if you can't afford your own.
That's insane.
There's a book called Help, Lord, the Devil Wants Me Fat.
I love that one.
A scriptural approach to a trim and attractive body.
Yeah.
First, you'll learn how the devil is able to influence our eating.
Right.
And how to deal with him.
The devil wants me to have polysaturated fucking fat.
The devil. There's one called Devotionals for Teens. If the devil made you do it, you blew it.
Uh-oh.
But it doesn't need to happen again. By Lorraine Peterson.
Is that an anti-blowjob book?
No. Okay. It's got a bunch of kids from the 70s standing around.
Oh, yeah.
If the devil made you do it, you blew it. But it doesn't need to happen again.
Right.
Come on. Does God ever speak through cats?
Totally.
Is another book. This is a book that you can get on. Okay, I'm going to put this one on our blog posting so that you can go buy it for $10 or $4.99 on the Kindle.
You know what? I swear to God, I think I saw that. Does God ever speak through cats at a yard sale somewhere in Santa Monica? These like total Fruit Loops had it in their front yard.
When David Evans moved into a new house in Los Angeles, he unwittingly embarked on two strange new journeys. One involved a totally new relationship with God. The other was focused on a stray cat that was living in the backyard.
Wow, that means he's crazy. He's talking to the sky god or a cat. That's it.
Okay, I don't know if this one's later on the list, but at the bottom on the Amazon listing for that book is things you might also like.
Right.
And here's a book that you can get on Kindle for $7.99 or in paperback. For $9.81 right now. Images you should not masturbate to.
Wait, it shows you them. So you can remember them and have them in your brain.
I see one. There's one on the cover. It's an old man in the ice, naked, chopping ice, chopping the water, chopping the ice out of the way. I don't know what the hell's going on there.
Okay. Oh, that's the best one.
We're going to have to come back to these. I'm going to have to go to the comment section of the one and see what's going on with that stuff. It's what's going there. But right now, that music means it's about time to end the show.
Oh, yes.
On this hump day, thanks for listening to us, everybody. We're here 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific every weekday for your ear holes. After that, you can download us on Stitcher, on iTunes. Best way is go to crabdiving.com for all the podcasts there. We're on social media. Go over to crabdiving.com. Hit the left-hand side. There's buttons. Touch all of our buttons. We like it. Go to all of our social media. Ryan Pfeiffer is going to be doing some Comedials-type stuff. You might see him ranting somewhere soon in Mobile, Alabama. Follow him on the Twitter, at Radar Comedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on the Twitter, at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Crabdiving.com, everybody, and crabdiving.com live streaming 24/7 for your ear holes. Back tomorrow, maybe.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.